Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
We're back today with Rachel Chung, Image Consultant. And today, for the men out there, we will be talking about essentials in your wardrobe. Good day, Rachel.
Good day, Maridel.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
So, what are the essential things that men should have in their wardrobe?
In their wardrobe, right? For men, most of men in Australia, they probably no idea what do they have in their wardrobe. That's why I'm here to talk very easily. Just now, every man, check your wardrobe. And then count, let's count, how many color suit you have. If you have the four different colors of suit, you passed my test. But most of people gonna be stuck one or two color of a suit. So from now on, you just think you need to have a four different color suit.
So we have to invest.
Very invest. Just if you have invest once, then your life is gonna be easier. So first color of a suit gonna be black. And second color become dark navy or navy color. And third one is a gray color. The last one be brown color. So four different color. There must be reason why you do have to four color. Marita, can you guess
each color? For darker colors, like the black and the navy, you could use them until the nighttime.
It can be good reason. There can be also another reason. But my view is color has their own image. So you don't have to divide the day or night. You can use every color depending day or night, depending how you're going to wear your shirt and other accessories. But I just want to say is black, if you want to have a very important meeting, you have to show your charisma. And for a lot of people, I recommend black color because black is, the image of black is very strong. Even though you are a very weak person or you very look gentle, but if you wear black, the black makes you
more sophisticated.
And more sophisticated. How about blue? Blue's image is very smart. So especially if you have an interview, very important the interview, and you want to look smart, you want to look very, knows a lot of the knowledge, and then unconsciously, blue helps you. And then you can, if you don't know what to decide and the very, like a client meeting, blue is your answer. How about the gray color is?
It's cheerful.
Cheerful, can be
friendly,
cheerful.
Approachable. Friendly.
But thing is, depending on what kind of a tone of gray can be different. If you're very light gray, very cheerful color. But normally gray is, looks sophisticated.
So on if the darker side.
Yes. If you want to the most, I am city person, like I am modern, then gray color is easier because black is very stubborn. The negative image is stubborn, but gray color has already white with a black, lighter tone. That's why it's still acceptable.
So as I say, you would look more sleek.
Yes. Oh, that's a good word. Yes. That's true. And then how about the last brown one?
Earthy.
That means it's connected, easy to talk, friendly, and then considerable, and then more acceptable. That means it's the make people comfortable. So that means it's if you have a very strong image, if you wear brown, kind of balance. So you look more kind and then more open to people. So,
I've never thought of wearing suits that way.
Yes, color is important. Color have a lot of message to people, even to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you always have to make sure that when you wear a suit, you have the proper posture, isn't it?
Exactly. Actually, even you're going to be feel, so when you wear the specific color of the suit, you never realize you're already kind of changing your mind unconsciously. So if you're going to be wear black, I don't know, I think you can feel, oh, I'm very kind of ready to present and that you're very like a charismatic. So that means is you definitely try to different postures per different color suit, but you don't have to really try. Definitely you're going to be followed by the suit.
So you're going to imbibe
exactly,
the color.
Imbibe. Yeah.
So we have four basic suits, and I'm guessing we can just mix and match them with our shirts.
Exactly. So I think basically the your suit has a major color, major space all of your look. That's why you just slightly change the different shirt. Can be very different look. Neckties are similar. But neckties, you need to really careful because neckties are your center of your body. It can be very strong image all of your image, so your look. That's why when you choose the necktie, you need to see the color matching with your color suit.
And there are two types of neckties as well. There is the wide one and the slim one.
Exactly. So if you're choosing, which is the like widthness of a wide one or slim one, then if you're headache, just check your color.
Your shirt color.
Color is a wide, because now trend is a wide color. So following wide color and the wide necktie is a matching. So if you're going to very thin, narrow color and the following narrow necktie. But if you choose even the color of a shirt and necktie, you have to check your body first. If you are maybe very short or thick neck, definitely better go to the wide to match it. If you're going to be wear the very thin, it doesn't look right. It doesn't make a balance.
It will overpower.
Exactly. So just checking your neck or your length of neck, widthness of neck, all of your also your face shape is round or slim. So you also calculating that and you choose that.
So if you have a round shaped face,
better to
wide.
Exactly.
And so if you are, say, 5'11" mm-hmm. or over 6 feet tall, mm-hmm. you're better wearing thin.
Yes. But always, this is not black and white.
It still has to suit your personal
exactly.
style.
Also, they not only the color of the shirt, also it can affecting your suit, the jacket of the color. So you're just calculating. So don't say that, I want to wear the slim color. Then, but my neck is too thick. So don't give
up.
It's
not for everyone.
No. So just don't give up everything easily. Just think, how can we give up? How can you overcome this one? And then you can find out the answer.
And cufflinks?
Yes. So actually, to complete your look, always you have to focus on your small item, which is jewelry. So men's jewelry for your suit can be cufflinks and also boutonnieres and other thing can be.
A tie clip? Does anyone use tie clips now?
Not really. But more using handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
Yes, handkerchief. Especially you have a special function or a special party to make a very different, totally different look from your day look to night look, party look, using handkerchief. Just a different color, very fancy color of handkerchief looks totally different.
What about the watch? A lot of men are obsessed with watches.
Watch the end of a man's look. But to be honest, I just want to talk about the small item. Yes. Because watch is expensive.
Just for the basics?
For the basic.
In your wardrobe?
Yes.
If you go in a corporate environment?
Yep.
4 basic shades. The black, the navy,
yes. Gray.
The gray, and the brown.
Yes, there we go.
Next week is an even more complicated topic. Essential things women should have in their wardrobe. Thanks, yes. Rachel Chung.
Yes, you're welcome. See you soon.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.